Bez Hashem is both. We begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam Sichas Shechem, the laws of neighbors in the Sivik in the Book of Acquisition, where we continue this halacha regarding the division of entities, specifically as it applies to the place of the entryways, and regarding laws after the division. The Rambam begins halacha off regarding the halacha of having Dalet Amos in front of the opening. Chatzres Hakfanim, the courtyards in the villages. Everyone builds his own house. It comes out that the courtyard that's between the two homes is shared by all the members of the homes. So then it comes out that for every entryway, this arba amos lefanav, he gets four amos in front of it, along the entire width of that opening. And whatever remains from the courtyard, not apart, taken away by entryways, if there is still going to remain that each partner is going to get four amas in that division, so then that's like the theme of the previous parak. So then we divide it because that's considered a chatzar. If not, we don't divide it. Because like we said in the previous parak, any courtyard that for each one that's not going to be dalad by dalad amas, and the kuru chatzar is not considered a courtyard, like we explained in parak alf halacha dal. So ketz a household. So let's say it was two partners in this courtyard. One guy has two houses, one guy has one house. The one that has two homes, so we measure for him from the courtyard, 4 amas for every single home, along the entire width of that opening, even if the width was 10 amas, so it's going to be 10 by 4. Now this one has one home. So we give him a length of 4 amas along the width of his opening, in front of his opening. Now, whatever remains from the courtyard, not given away to that division of the Pesachim, of the opening, if there's 8 amas, so that this one should have 4 by 4 amas. This one should have 4 by 4 amas. Chutzman the Pesachim, again, besides the part of the area that we already gave away of the entryways, Yishbin and Chaluk b'Cholkim. So it has a halacha of division that we divided. Pachas Mezef, you left with less than that, Imot and Chaluk, then it does not have a halacha of division. Halacha Beis. A house that has many entryways from all its sides. Yeshla arba amos kol ruach. Then it has 4 amos on every direction, in every side. Now, but the michle pesach, but if he ignores all the other openings and he designates only one opening to use, in la'ila arba amos can make a pesach, then he only has 4 amos opposite that opening because the whole halacha is about having space where to unload and you don't use the other ones, so we're not giving you a dalet amos over there. Halacha gimel, achsadrim, which is an open area that's not walled in on all sides. So, im efshar lo likanes l'teicha b'masoi. So, if he could enter into that area with his load on him, then in la arba amos, then he does not get an area beyond that of dalar amos in the chatzah. V'mla, but if not, then it's considered like an opening to a house. Yesh la arba amos, he gets dalar amos because shle amru shesh l'chol pesach v'pesach arba amos. We didn't say this halacha that every entryway gets its area in the chatzah of arba amos in front of it. And Lefark Shamasai only said you could unload your load over there in front of it, but if you could come in with the load, then we're not giving area in the common area of the courtyard. Halacha dal, beis shar, a gatehouse, a mepeset, or a porch, yesh lam arba amos. Those are also considered areas where you can't bring your load into, but it's a way of coming into the house, and you get dal amos in front of that. Hoyu chamisha batim psuchim and mepeset. Now let's say there were 5 homes opening into the porch. If I'm a mepeset psuchim lochatzah, and that porch opens up into the courtyard, in la arba amos, you only have dal amos in front of that porch, because that's what opens up into the courtyard, even though there's 5 homes opening up into that porch. Halacha hey, lul shul tana gomer chicken coop in le arba amos does not have arba amos in front of the opening because the chicken goes up and down, and does not need 4 amos like a donkey, which you unload from its load. The chicken coop does not have this halacha. Halacha vav bayis chetzi mekar bechetzi shein mekar. Let's say you have a house that's half roofed, half is not roofed. So it doesn't make a difference. Bein shikarui kol panim, whether the roofing is towards the inner area, which therefore, most definitely, you could unload in the outer area, which is not roofed. Or even if the roofed area is on the outside, but you could have it in the inner part. In La'ar Ba'amas, you don't get Dalar Amas. Because again, it's not considered like a regular home that you need beyond it, because you have an unroofed area that's considered like an outer area where you have your unload your stuff. Halacha Zayin, Bayis Sasim, a sealed house. Yesh La'ar Ba'amas will still have Dalar Amas, because most definitely he's going to open up that entryway today or tomorrow, because he has no other entryway. But if Paretz HaSpatzimav, if he took off the hinges, he like totally destroyed the opening, he sealed it off totally, well, the Ein La'ar Ba'amos, and he does not have Dalet Amos, because since he removed it from being as a opening at all, so he removes himself the rights of Dalet Amos from the Chatzah. Halacha Ches, If the home itself is not 4x4 amas, there's not a 4 amas in the chatzah. Meaning, because it's only functioned as a house which has an opening and it's not considered and qualified as that when it's less than dollar damas. But what he does get, unless if besides this you have to, from the rest of the chatzah to divide, and each one will get 4 amas up until the opening of this house, well then chaluk and then you'll divide because he gets simply because of the chaluka of the chatzah, not because of the pesach of his bais. Now regarding the garbage in of the courtyard, which is used as fertilizer, and people want to use their garbage, they get to divide according to the openings, because it's through the openings that people throw the garbage over there. So however many openings you get, that's how much garbage you get proportionally. In contrast, however, the tax of the king, that's the finim ne'odim, that goes according to the amount of people, not according to how many openings you have into that courtyard. Halacha test continues regarding what happens if they have an agreement, even if it does not have a din chaluka. Hashutafin, regarding partners, they want to divide something, even though it does not have the halacha of the minimum of chaluka. And even though it's going to ruin the name, the title of the thing, it's going to be breaking it apart, and you're going to have that and that, it's not even going to be the item anymore. Fine, if they want to, chalukin, they could divide it. But regarding the holy writings, even if they want to, lo yechluka, they cannot divide it, because it's disgraceful for the holy writings, like I say, b'tayr. Now, but when we say this, if it's one scroll, and you're going to be dividing, you're taking that part, that's disgraceful. But if it's two different scrolls, chalukin, then they can divide, you get one scroll, and I get the other scroll. Halacha yud. So let's say it's a place that there's no judgment of dividing. But the partners anyways want to divide it. So even though they made an acquisition one from the other, doesn't make a difference. Still, each one could back out of that. Because that's an acquisition of just words, because the acquisition has nothing to take effect on. It's nothing of substance, like an object, because it's just an act of division which has nothing to take effect on. We explained this already in the fifth parak. But if let's say the acquisition they acquired from each other was that he wants that part, he wants the other direction, then they cannot back out of them, because this is an actual division and each one is meriting in an actual portion, and therefore it's considered substantive kinyan. So too, if this guy went on his own, and he actually made a chazaka, he took possession of his portion, and this guy himself also went and took possession of his portion, even if they did not make an acquisition one from the other, then neither one can back out because they already did with machzik in their part. Halachah Aleph continues regarding brothers and consumers, buyers. So regarding brothers that they divide an estate, and they made a lottery between them. Once the lottery comes out with one of their portions, they all acquire what's going to ultimately be their portions. Why? With what? With the pleasure that was done for them, that each one heard from the other to what they agreed upon. So each one already made up his mind, and he acquires to his friend his portion, just for that each one's will was done in the fact that they came to that agreement. Now, moreover, regarding brothers that divide, they're really like buying from each other, which in the more Talmudic sense, I mean to say, we don't say brave, we don't say retroactive clarification that this was always your portion. No, it's like now we're buying, you're going to get that, and you're buying that from me, and I'm buying this from you, because we're all partners. Now, the significance of that, why we bring it over here, is because since essentially we're saying that each one's like selling to the other one, mechira, generally, selling is done what's called ba'ayin yaf, in a generous way. And therefore, the seller's not leaving anything over himself in the rights of what he's selling to the other person, like all sales. Therefore, they have no right of way in the other one's portion anymore. They have no rights for ladders from, let's say, a lower level to an upper level. They have no rights of the window rights from one on the other. They have no rights to get to the canal of water of one on the other. Because once they divide, it's not left over for him any rights in his friend, in his brother's portion. Therefore, you should tell brothers that you're right. When the brother all belonged to one person, to let's say to our father, he would take the canal of water from this place to another place in the field. But now that this became my portion, I could close up the canal of water that I have by me. I don't want it to flow out. I don't want it in my field. He could also seal up a window that overlooks his portion. He could build right on the side of a ladder, although that's going to nullify the utility of that guy's ladder. Then the same thing is b'shnayim shekonu so me'echad v'chalku. So let's say two people together bought from one person in this field and they divided it. It doesn't remain with anyone having any rights in the other one's portion. He could close up the canal of water that's from his portion, and he could block up the windows. But that's only when they're both coming from this and they're dividing. From the same person and dividing. But let's say two people are buying from two different people. Or from two brothers. Then neither one then could block up the canal of water. And neither could they deviate from any one of the damages that they have already taken possession from the ones who sold it to them. Because whoever buys from the sellers, and they're not buying from each other and not selling to each other, so therefore they only get the rights that the other ones had. And since it was like that before, they would have to maintain that even now. Halach Yadal continues regarding the what's called hezekriya, the damages of looking at someone else's property. Chatzar shutfin shesh b'din chalukah, the courtyard of partners, which we were speaking about as we opened up this parak, we shesh b'din chalukah. So let's say it has halacha that you have to divide it. Well, let's say they divided willingly, even though they did not have a din chalukah, like we had mentioned that also they could consent to that. However, either way, when you're dividing, so each one can force his partner, his friend, his neighbor, to build a wall in the middle, separating them. So that he shouldn't see his friend when he's utilizing, doing things, private things, in his portion. Because the damage is of looking at someone, when he's doing something, hezek is considered damage. And you don't consider that as having had already a preeminent right in the courtyard for having that, we didn't have this wall for so long, even though we divided. Even though it was like this for many years without making a partition, he can force him to make a partition whenever he wants to, because that is the rights that you have as neighbors to force that there shouldn't be this damage going on. Halachat Hazvav, regarding building a sheared wall. So Reichiv Mekai Makaisel, the width of the place of this wall has to be Mishal Shneim, has to be from both of them. But how wide is the wall? So Hakol Kiminig Medin, everything goes according to the custom of that country. And even if the custom is to make a partition between them of just reeds and of branches, as long as there's no air space that one could look through and see his friend, that's going to be valid for the partition. How tall is what's the height of the wall? Not less than 4 amas. The reason for that is because any wall lower than that is some way possible to get up and look over and see in that other person's part of the courtyard. So too regarding a garden. He could force the other person to separate his garden from his friend's garden. With a partition that's 10 tefachim, 10 handbreadths high. The reason for that is simply so you could catch him as a thief if he comes into his part of the garden. But regarding Hezekria, which requires 4 amas, which is much more, that you don't have to buy a garden because people are not using it so much. Similar like we see regarding a roof. Now, avul bebeka, but regarding a open fields, in tzarich lahavdil bekasai, you don't have to separate his valley, mibikas chaver, from his friend's valley. El b'makom shenag, only if that's the custom of that place, because in a bika, the zrom are not there all year round, like by a gina. Now, ratz lahavdil bekasai mibikas chaver, let's say he wants to separate his bika from the other person's open fields. A kindness of tech shalabana, so he could go into the area of his own property and he could build a wall there. But he cannot force the other person. So this, what he does, he makes like a marker. It's like an ama of mortar on the outside of the wall. That's like a sign that it's his wall. That means to say if the wall falls, that area where the wall is and the stones from it are his. Now, let's say they do it with both their consent, even though they don't have to, they want to make the wall. Then you build the wall in the middle between the two properties. And you make the marker on both sides of the wall. Whenever the wall falls, the area and the stones belong to both of them. If someone sells a garden to his friend, unspecific, where he doesn't mention anything about making a partition, but it was intermingled with other of the gardens which remained by the seller. So he could force the buyer, as in the other types of division, to build a wall between them. Even if it's in the place where the custom is not to make walls by gardens. But here he could go ahead and force him to make a wall of the part, the garden that he bought from him. But let's say he sold him a bika, open fields, unspecified. There you can't force him to build a wall unless that's the custom of the place. In the place where the custom is to build walls, where when you're separating between courtyards or in gardens, that the custom was with unhewn stones, which is that they were not chiseled down. So then, each one has to give 3 handbreadths worth for this 6 tefachim wall. Because let's say the custom was to use chisel stones, which through the chiseling, the 6 tefachim gets chiseled down to 5 tefachim. So each one then gives 2.5 tefachim. Bechfisen, let's say the custom was to use half bricks, where you have a half brick on one side, half brick on another side, and you have the mortar in the middle. So this one gives 2 tefachim, this one gives 2 tefachim. B'levenim, let's say the custom was to use complete bricks. Each one gives a tefach and a half because a brick is 3 tefachim. B'chal ha'shiurim, ha'elu, and all these measurements, avi ha'kosel imhasid, it includes the thickness of the wall with the mortar. Now, b'ho'elim, ha'mukayim ha'kosel imhasid, now since the area where the wall is from both of them, if not for ha'kosel, the wall falls, ha'reimokim b'von imhasid, so the area and the stones belong to both of them. And even if the stones fall into one of their properties, so let's say one of them cleared all the stones into his property. And he's claiming that the friend sold him his portion, they gifted it to him, and then he's not believed. Rather, it's considered in the domain of both of them, because we presume that both of them built it, and therefore it was on both of them areas, and both invested in the same stones. Until that guy wants to bring proof that it was sold to him or given to him as a gift.